the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Train was developed actually through a partnership between Missouri State University and the International Special Olympics. We sent 10 interns across the span of 2 summers to Washington, D.C. to work directly with staff from Special Olympics International. Our students were given the task of designing stations that could be implemented at a Special Olympics event to measure the exercise or motor skills of athletes. We also were given the task of designing stations that would help address knowledge in nutrition. So we sent 5 interns the first summer and 5 a second summer to design different stations that could be conducted at a Special Olympics event. As a part of that, we have developed TRAIN, which consists now of 14 stations that assess the different motor skills and offer some nutrition or dietetics information to athletes. The program can be implemented at Special Olympics events, in schools, community events, that kind of thing.
I teach students who are majoring in physical education or exercise and movement science, and they all take one of my senior level courses, Adaptive Physical Education. And within that course, they learn how to administer the TRAIN exam. And I always include some type of assessment for them to learn within the course. So it's really nice now to have something that we have developed that they can actually learn how to use. And then when we hold the TRAIN events in the community, such as at the Arc of the Ozarks, they are responsible for setting up and administering each of the sports skill stations. And it's a wonderful opportunity for them to interact with folks with disabilities, to learn how to explain how to do the test, as well as just learning how to modify the test items to meet everyone's needs.
Now, the dietetic students have the role at the TRAIN event to help the athletes learn about sports nutrition, and they play games with them. They talk about the food groups and how those groups help their body, hydration and drinks that might be higher in sugar content and to avoid those, and also building a healthy plate. And each athlete, when they leave, receives a placemat that was designed by Missouri State students that helps them to show our athletes what should your plate look like. It should have a mixture, fruit and vegetables, protein, dairy, and grains. So I think all in all for our students, it's a good interactive event, but it's also a really positive for Missouri State in that it's working with different departments. And dietetic students oftentimes don't get to work with kinesiology students or special ed students. And so that collaboration, I think, is another really big benefit to the TRAIN project, not just for the Special Olympic athletes and the Arc of the Ozarks, but also for our Missouri State students as well.
The athletes go through each of the stations. Their scores are recorded. The information is put into a computer database, also designed by a Missouri State student. And the results will tell the student their best sport and the skills that they need to work on. As a result of that, we had an individual the first time we piloted this whose results came out as if he should be interested in and pursuing distance running. And this gentleman was quite overweight, did not look at all like a distance runner, and so we were very concerned. We started going back through the scores. We thought it didn't work. It turns out it worked very well. When the results were presented to the gentleman and his mother, the gentleman looked at his mother and said, "See, Mom, I told you I should be running again." And it turns out he'd had a health condition that had caused him to gain a lot of weight. His mother was protecting him and afraid of having him run, and in fact, that is the sport that was best for him. So he was then given a plan of walking and ideas for how to build back up to his distance running.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.